Governor Terry Branstad waited in the House chamber as the final votes came in. After adjournment, he went right to Republican Speaker of the House Craig Paulson to shake his hand.
Outstanding.
We'll talk soon.
You bet.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
At the start of the session, many were skeptical that lawmakers could resolve the big three issues: reform education, make big changes to property taxes, and figure out a way to ensure more low-income Iowans. But Governor Branstad says they did all of that, and he called it a landmark session.
I think it's the best that I can remember. I really feel it, you know, in terms of getting big things accomplished.
On health care, for weeks, Republicans and Democrats seemed far apart on any kind of compromise. But Democratic Senator Amanda Reagan of Mason City and Republican Minority Leader of the House, Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake, finally reached agreement earlier this week. Upmeyer says they just started looking at where they agreed.
So let's look then how we can resolve the places where we don't agree. I think women are very good at that.
The Democratic-controlled Senate wanted to expand Medicaid, the joint federal-state health care program for low-income people. Skeptical of the feds living up to their promise to pay for it, the governor introduced his own plan. It passed the Republican-controlled House. It would have insured fewer Iowans and cost patients more out of pocket. They came up with a third way.
We came up with a plan. It's called the Iowa Health and Wellness Plan. And basically, we will be accepting federal funding.
That's Senate President Pam Yoakum, a Democrat from Dubuque. She says the agreement will cover an estimated 150,000 Iowans. People below 100% of the poverty level will get the same benefits state workers have. People with an income up to 138% of poverty will get private plans on the new health care exchanges. Their premiums will be paid for with the federal dollars. Mount Pleasant Republican Representative Dave Heaton had been against the governor's bill but voted for it, hopeful a better bill would come forward. And Heaton says he loves this bill.
And why do I love this bill? Because I'm watching bipartisanship. I'm watching passion. I'm watching trust.
The bipartisan compromise on education reform will provide more basic school funding for the next two school years. It offers money to districts to raise teacher pay and offer leadership plans for educators. Top Senate negotiator Herman Kornbach, an Ames Democrat, says he's pleased with some of the elements.
Our schools have been running on fumes for the last 4 or 5 years, and we keep asking them to do more with less. Well, at some point, when you give them less, less is all you're going to get.
He says this bill gives schools the funding they need. On property taxes, a compromise takes half of the Democrats' plan for tax credits to small businesses and half of the Republicans' plan for across-the-board cuts for commercial property. Some Senate Democrats voted against the bill because they say it puts more of a burden on local governments. But Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall, a Democrat from Council Bluffs, says the session is proof Iowa is not Washington, D.C.
The voters gave us a set of people to work with, and we could either say we're going to play politics with that and make all of our efforts try somehow to be about the next election, or we can sit down and talk to each other and work through our differences.
With several big-ticket races in the 2014 Iowa election, next year's session could be about the politics. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.